You're listening to the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast with John Rabin. And here we are. It's the Yes, I'm Still Sober podcast. I'm John Rabin, and we're back again. And let me tell you, it's a good day for me. On a personal level, it's a good day. I know shit's still going awry. This thing will be released on December 9th. This is episode 128. I hope everybody's all right. Hope you're taking care of yourself. Taking care of your health. Following the social distancing guidelines, blah, 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 blah. Keeping yourself safe. I hope you're keeping yourself safe and healthy. Getting some sleep, not stressing yourself out, maybe not reading so much news. All that stuff that I've talked about before. If you're sober, I hope you're staying sober. If you're not sober, I hope you're staying sane. We're done with all that. Did I cover everything? I did cover everything. Listen, so last week, I recorded the podcast on a day that I was not doing well. I was going through a lot of manic shit about money and a freak out. And that was on a Wednesday. And then on the Thursday, the very next day, what a reverse. It went from freak out day to the very next day, I fixed all the issues. Like I wrapped up the my unemployment stuff, fixed all the issues, made sure I got paid, and then got a new gig with money. Like, it all happened just like that, and it was weird. It was like everything took care of itself. Everything fell into place, and I'm like, oh my God, I think I believe in Jesus or something. It was like this is, you know, somebody's looking out for me. It was definitely, you know, one of those divine intervention as described by Jules in Pulp Fiction. It was definitely one of those things that is just everything kind of clicked, and it was like, wow. But you know what? That's what I'm calling this episode. I believe in Jesus or something. Because it was one of those type of things that was like, damn, somebody's looking out for me in my head. Or not, but it doesn't matter because it feels good. And it's definitely on a nice high from that. So I'm doing all right. But because of that, okay, yeah, there's a reason. I wanted to let you know that. But also, it's just weird how things can kind of turn around. And you go from that feeling that, you know, what am I going to do to, you just kind of do stuff. And sometimes it works itself out. But so this new gig that I got, doing some warehouse work stuff, is like afternoon work, which means I'm going to need to figure out, I will probably start recording my podcast on Monday, but I'm still going to release it on Wednesday. But what'll probably start happening is I will, cause I'm recording this one kind of early. I will probably start releasing stuff Wednesday mornings. So that for those of you who subscribe to the podcast, it'll pop up in your feed Wednesday morning as you're, you know, as you need a distraction from work or life or work life, you know, it'll be there. So it'll get there early for some of you. So I think that's what I'm going to start doing. Another thing that happened, I don't know if this has ever happened to you. out of spite. When you have like spite towards like no one, I needed to my scooter, the genuine Roughhouse Sport 50cc scooter that I have, the battery has been dead. So I went, and on Saturday I got a new battery, and then I installed it, and it was hard to install because it's like, in order to screw in the battery's so small that, you know, you screw in the like connectors to the battery, but you need like the nut for the screw underneath it, and it's so small that you can't put your fingers underneath it, and you're like, so I had to figure out a way to do it with like tape, like to hold it while I put it in there. It was really, it doesn't matter, but it was a pain in the ass. All right. So I was trying to do all that shit. And then on Saturday, it looked like it was going to rain all day, and it kind of did in the morning, but then it just kind of looked like it was going to rain, and it looked like it was going to rain, but didn't like all fucking day here in Austin, Texas. But then, of course, while I'm trying to install the battery, finally, that's when it started raining. Just started coming down with my little panel open, you know, holding on to wires and a battery in the rain. This is going to work out. But I put it in there, you know, and got everything taken care of, and it's just raining down. It's starting to rain, really rain down. It didn't cause a mess for me, but it was really raining down, right? But the thing is that my bike has been sitting there for like over a week, and I really needed to run it, and I really needed to make sure that the battery and everything was taken care of. So I just, like, I tried to start it, and it didn't want to start because it'd been sitting there for so long. So I kickstarted it and got it going, but I had to run it for a while. I really wanted to run it. So I'm just kind of, and I know it's raining, but I just was like, no, you know what? No, fuck you. Like, to the sky, fuck you. I'm going to ride my bike. I don't care that it's raining. And I totally did that. I totally rode the bike in the rain like I was a defiant child to the, you know, I know what you said, Dad, but you know what? I'm going to ride in the rain. There's nobody told me not to. I don't know who I was spiting, but I just was like, no, you know what? I know I'm supposed to go inside because it's raining, but I'm not gonna. Yeah. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what, but that's what I did. I just, the bike runs fine. It's good. It's doing well. I showed somebody, I guess. All right. Oh, another real quick thing. I have shown great restraint in not posting on Instagram pictures of Smeg and the Robot. Now, what is Smeg and the Robot? Smeg is a brand of coffee makers, I think. I think it's European. It's an overpriced coffee machine. And we got one. And it is amazing. And, like, to the point, and it's beautiful to the point that, like, Google it. Google Smeg coffee maker. And it's fan-fucking-tastic. Let me tell you. It's, it makes coffee. It like makes marriage worth it already. Like, just the coffee machine is just, mwah. And the robot is a cleaning robot, you know, that sweeps the floors. We got one of those from iLife or whatever it is. That, I don't know. That wasn't a gift. We actually bought that just as a sort of, not as a substitute for cleaning the the hardwood floors that we have, but just like the maintenance, because we have two cats and a dog. So it's like, look, we need to sweep every day and, you know, and Swiffer every day, but we're not going to because we're lazy. So let's have a robot do it to kind of pull up the slack. Instead of bettering ourselves, let's bring in a robot. Normally, I would be against this behavior. We are an Alexa-free household. We're not going to have it. It's not gonna happen. But absolutely, well, we have the, you know, I'm not afraid of the robot on the floor that sweeps. I don't think, you know, power is off at night. I don't think it can't climb up on the bed. So I'm okay with this robot. Also, there's no voice controls. You have to like push a button. So that's in my mind is more of a, you know, it's like a lower tier. There's no maximum overdrive problem at, you know, it's not going to come at me, bro. You know what I mean? So it's all right. I'm fine with that. But I don't know. It's just having, you know, I'm so, when you don't buy anything really, and then you treat yourself with some dumb shit, it's just like treat yourself. That's exactly right. And it's just, and you just want to let everybody know, hey man, did you know that you could have a robot that cleaned the floor? And half your friends are like, yeah, we all have one. We've had one for a couple of years. Then we quit using it. And then we sold it. Or it's in the closet. Or I went back to sweeping because it's a robot and that's cute, but it doesn't do as good of a job as me. I know, but did you check out that? Yeah, no, we also have a Smeg. What's the deal? You don't understand. I've never had something this ridiculous that made my coffee. This is a big deal. It's big to me. It's all about setting expectations. When you have low expectations, you get really impressed by appliances. Yeah. All right, let's move on. Okay, so I have to talk some shit. Oh, yeah. About some things, because it's funny. Excuse me, just getting a drink of CBD beverage. CBD, it helps. That's why. All right. So it's amazing to me how unimportant a scene is in a bigger picture. Right? How something that you're involved in, you think things are important that aren't important, right? Social status within a scene means nothing outside of the scene. Nobody knows who anybody is. So the idea of having a social status within a scene is like, oh, that person's, you know, got some power. But it's not real power. Perceived, and it's weird. I mean, it's interesting when you really think, you know, big picture kind of stuff. All right, excuse me, I had to clear my throat. Obviously, now what I'm talking about is the stand-up comedy scene here in Austin, Texas, which, for all intents and purposes, has been, you know, decimated. It's still there, but is it? You know, the main club that held everything together is gone. When everything is completely safe again, there will probably be new clubs that open. One of them probably by Joe Rogan, who lives here now, which totally changes the dynamic of like the hierarchy of certain comedians getting booked locally, that sort of thing, and all this other stuff. Anyway, it's an interesting, actually, it's not interesting. No, it's not interesting at all. And I don't want to talk about that. I just bring it up because it's funny to look at it when, you know, none of it really matters. What only matters is your own craft and what you're working on and then where you're going to go. However, in the middle of everything else, it's so we're in this weird spot right now because of the pandemic. And because enough time has gone by that people are bored and restless and feel the need that they can't wait it out. And so some of them are doing shows. Now, there's a lot of, I know a lot of comedians that are doing shows because that's their job. And they're at a level where they're successful, where they, pre-pandemic, they were successfully touring, right? But they're not at a level that they can't just sit around and not work for a year. So they're having to take jobs and having to take gigs, you know, making, you know, trying to, and then balance the whole, do I, you know, what's, you know, money versus safety, much like so many people are doing when you're having to go to a job, mask up at your job. Or if you're doing, you know, trying to, you're in a struggling restaurant and all that other stuff, you're risking your health and safety for work. Because that's just where we're at. On the other side of that, you have comedians who have jobs, but also are pursuing comedy as a hobby. I mean, they're a comedian, but it's not their only or even primary revenue source. I'm in that category. I do not earn money primarily because of stand-up. So I find other things. But so you have people who are doing gigs, and the thing is that they're free gigs. So I don't think they're paying because they're not charging cover. And there's just different gigs out there that are just like, huh, all right. And, you know, and it's a little weird online with the different comics. There are people who are doing gigs. There are people that are taking gigs and doing them. There are people who are not. And then there are people who are not doing them and also who think that other people shouldn't do gigs. And before I get into that, one of them is so ridiculous that I'm going to totally talk shit. The thing is that none of the comics listen to me. No comedian in this town listens to another comedian's podcast. They just don't. They're too self-involved. The only reason they may listen to this episode because the people that listen to my podcast, it might go, hey, John was talking shit about your comedy show. What? And then they might listen, and that'll be hilarious. But, you know, if you are, hey, thanks for listening to the one episode for you. And I'm not naming your name. However, this comedy show that they're doing, it's tonight that, you know, by the time this posts, it'll all have already happened, if it happens. But it's called... It's called the Laughter is Medicine Comedy Night. Laughter is medicine. Oh, it's medicine. It's like Three Amigos. Oh, what's tequila? Oh, it's like beer. Laughter. Oh, it's like medicine. You know, should be quotations. Medicine. But that's the reason it's called that is because it's how do you health fest comedy night? It's sponsored by a nutrition company, MSW Nutrition, who I looked up, by the way, and it's just some overpriced bullshit. For real. Like, just some, I don't know, it looks like a Westlake company, honestly. But for example, they sell something called the D, and it's vitamin K2 and vitamin D3 together. And it's like the most bioavailable supplements on the market. All right. But they're charging $50 for a bottle of 120. You can get the same kind of shit for $12 in a vitamin store. They're charging $50. So anyway, that's the sponsor of this fucking show. But can you imagine the idea, just the idea of a health nutrition themed comedy show during a pandemic where people are encouraged to stay home? And their top selling product first on the website, when you go to this nutrition company that's sponsoring the show, the very first thing is vitamin D, which is probably being sold because of the pandemic, because vitamin D is going to help build your immune system, which will help you recover quicker if you get the virus and also fight against the virus because your immune system is built up. You know what else helps fight the virus? Not going out and drinking and mingling with other drunk people at a comedy show with comedians who aren't very funny. I saw the lineup. You saying you're funnier than them, John? Yes. Yes, I am. Anyway, doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is not that these are younger comics who really need to. No, I got to get. No, you may want to just wait. Anyway, that's fine. But just the irony. Also, it's being held at a hostel. That's healthy. Wow. Hey, by the way, guys, if you're going to risk going out in a pandemic to see a stand-up comedy show, don't go to a hostel. This message brought to you by... No, but also go to a real comedy show, like with real comedians. If it's like in some sketchy, weird place, you're like, what? They're going to do they're doing comedy in that warehouse? That's... Like, if you're going to go to one that they test. They test you before you go in, and they tell you, like, if the show lists all the things that they're going to do, all the precautions, like, please arrive early because you're going to get rapid tested and all this other stuff, then maybe go. I'm still going to recommend not, just because, you know, you should really consider not doing that shit. But if you're gonna go, number one, hopefully you recognize a name on the fucking list. Hopefully the headliner's like, I want to see that person. But man, don't just, you know, oh, this ought to be, I got to get out of the house, man. Go do something. Come on. You put, you know, I don't know. I mean, people are going to do what they want to do. And I just hope that people stay safe. That's the thing. It's a really conflicted feeling about putting on a show, man. Because on one hand, like I've said before, you know, you're putting people at risk. But, I mean, so on one hand, you're doing it because you're selfish. Because you know why you shouldn't. But you're justifying it to yourself because you're bored. And you're selfish and you don't want to wait it out. And you want to, you know, I want to do comedy. I want to risk other people's lives so I can do comedy. It's really what you're doing. On the other hand, of course, it's their responsibility to take care of themselves. So are you responsible for somebody else? I don't know. The reason I bring this up, because I know a lot of people are listening, oh, we don't do comedy or give a shit. I know that. The reason I bring this up is because there was a Facebook post. And it's funny because it is a post that was liked by like 158 people, but there's 182 comments on it, which is a typical Facebook post. I don't like this, but I got something to say. But it was a Facebook post by a comedian, or somebody who used to do comedy. And I'm not going to say, it's been shared several times. I'm not going to say names here, but the, in the post, it basically, it said, hey, Austin Comics, especially the ones I thought were smarter than this, consider not, basically don't do shows while cases are spiking. You know, even though it's outside and masked, doesn't mean that it's safe, fully safe. And also, because everybody's drinking and stuff, it's, you know, it's just, and just because it feels like things are okay, we don't know, you know, the capacity level in hospitals and all this other stuff. Here's the thing about it that I, the reason, this thing I wanted to mention on there, there's a, this comic put in their post, they're like, here's some other things to do to replace live stand-up. And the solutions are like, do an online show, make it a fundraiser for a bar or theater you love, write a script, watch a sitcom you love and outline it, and then write a spec script. There's like a bunch of different options, film a short, do this. Here's these, a lot of suggestions to do things to replace live stand-up. And let me just say, don't replace live stand. You can't. And also, all of their suggestions, don't do any of them. Because the people who are doing shows in this city, who are putting on shows, and I know them, except for there's one of them that I know that's super talented. All the other ones are new or shitty. So none of you need to be writing a script. None of you need to be doing an online Zoom show. None of you need to be doing anything remotely creative for, you know, likes and views. All of you need to be spending this time writing. You need to write. You need to write better jokes. You need to rewrite your current jokes. I know who all of these people are, and some of them I don't know, but that's not great that I don't know who they are. So they're being nice in this post, but I want to be mean and say, don't do any of that shit. You need to fucking write jokes. You need to write. But I bring it up, by the way, yeah, and you're wondering 182 comments, is because there was a, there's a person who's also another comedian who doesn't live here. So you got one person who's a comedian but doesn't do comedy more. The other person who's a comedian but doesn't live here, both arguing for Austin Comedy. And they, you know, got into a huge argument, and it's entertaining and useless. But it brings up this other point, because if you're concerned, and this is where it means something to all of you out there, because you're like, I don't give a fuck about Austin Comedy. You know what? I don't either. Here's where it leads to you, because if you see something that your friends are doing, it's going to be more effective if you call them and talk to them about it and find out why. If you have a comedian friend who's putting on a show and you're like, why are they doing that? It's going to be more effective to contact them directly and talk it through. Listen to them, tell them your concerns, and find out where they stand. Even though they're probably just going to justify it and go, no, we're taking precautions, and it's still unsafe, you know, that kind of stuff. But at least that's going to be more effective than trying to publicly shame them on some status update that you're doing for likes. I know you don't mean to do it for likes, but I've seen people post, and you're posting memes and doing all this stuff. None of that shit is effective. Shaming somebody doesn't work. It doesn't work into making people change their behavior or see a different point of view. Shame doesn't fucking work. It just doesn't. No, that's not true. Shame does work, but it doesn't work in the, it doesn't change somebody's mind like a conversation. Yeah, shaming somebody does actually kind of work. If you shame somebody enough, they might actually change. But not a change of point of view in this kind of thing. It's just not you come off like you're on a high horse and you're just telling people like, you know what you ought to do, you know, be like me. I'm smarter than you. You're not saying I'm smarter than you, but you're coming off that I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you. And it doesn't work. So if you're ever in that situation, I mean, if that's the contact the person, it's harder. It's much easier to just blanket statement, just here's the way it is. And you might be going, aren't you doing that? Yeah, but you're coming to this podcast to listen to me. You're expecting me to do this. When you blindside somebody on a fucking feed who's just scrolling through and all of a sudden you go, no, 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 no. You're wagging your finger on a feed. It rubs people the wrong way and it doesn't work. So the suggestion is maybe if you have a legit actual concern, if you're concerned about other people, other than man, fuck them. And I can appreciate the fuck them and just talking shit. I can totally appreciate talking shit. But if you're actually, if you're presenting yourself like you care, then maybe contact them directly and go, listen, and I see what you're doing and, you know, and I know, but why, you know, that might be more effective. That's all I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Yes, John, it makes perfect sense.
Thank you. Thank you, background voice. All right. Also, don't... The most tone-deaf... It's just the idea of doing a health-themed comedy show in the middle of a pandemic is just fucking mind-blowing. All right. That's still just... That gets me. I almost want to go just to go in a hostel. Are you fucking out of your mind? Like, but, you know, I'm staying here. The Cowboys are playing. I got to see how the Cowboys do against the Ravens tonight. When you hear this, the game will have already been over. I get it. All right. Thank you guys. Like I said, I'm going to start recording this thing early and, this, you know, podcast will just start dropping Wednesday morning, I think. So I appreciate you listening, whether it's for love or for hate. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next week. This has been Yes, I'm Still Sober. I'm John Raven. Later. Fight for the piercing skin. Come back down to earth again. Cold is creeping deep inside. Disconnect the telephone.